Agenda item 10, report possible discussion on groundwater management area activities, GMA 6, Lynn Smith.
We've recently had a meeting. We covered several of our non-factors on that GMA planning process, and we have a tentative meeting scheduled, but the date's going to change, so I'm not going to bother you with that.
Okay. Thanks, Lynn. GMA 7, Dale Adams.
GMA 7 is looking at having a meeting probably in December or January. And it's usually to set up the consultant that we have for GMA 7. And then we're also looking at some legislative wording that we're going to use for large manufacturers like hydrogen and getting that wording in place to conserve water for our areas. That's all I have.
Okay, thanks, Dale. GMA 8, Dirk.
So GMA 8 met on October 31st, received an update. I wasn't there. I had a person setting in for me, but Intera gave an update on the GAM development. We should see new model, which we've cost shared at a little less than $600,000 amongst the districts. What happened at this last meeting was they had been negotiating a contract for the development of the explanatory report and as well developed some discussion about three of the GAM runs And so that cost came in. The RFQ, they selected Intera and Advanced Groundwater Solutions to work together to do those. That cost share is what was primarily discussed, that figure out how the districts are going to share in the $200,003, I think is the number. It's kicked back to the districts right now to determine what their cost share capacity is and to sign a resolution and submit it back to the chair, which is Mitchell Sodek at Central Texas GCD in Burnett County. Don't know when the next meeting will be because each of the districts have to meet to do that.
Okay. Thank you, Dirk. GMA 12, Gary.
Yes, sir. Everyone might remember that GMA 12 had completed the update to the groundwater availability model during the last round of planning. And so during this round, we've been evaluating the DFCs that were adopted during that previous round with those nine factors that we're required to use in 36108. And so we've actually accomplished evaluation of the DFCs with six of those nine, and we will meet December 13th to consider the final three factors. And then after that, we'll consider paths forward.
Thanks, Gary. GMA 14, Zach is not here.